The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work. Mark Goldstein in the studio with Mike Gillen, and we have a treat today, Mike. We have a family in the studio.
A family, the entire family.
And you've actually interviewed somebody from this family
before.
Yes,
indeed I have.
So we have the Lucas family. We have Brian and Jessica Lucas, along with Natalia and Nicholas. And so the gang's all here today. And the reason we're here is to talk about the Good Books Company. Brian and Jessica own Good Books Company. So we're going to find out a little about that and how they minister in the community. And in the second session, we're going to talk about the fact that they run their business from the home. They work together. And we want to talk about some of the challenges, some of the benefits of that, and how they can encourage other families who are looking at maybe doing that in the new year. So first, Brian, Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. So you have the Good Books Company, but you both have come out of corporate America. So why did you decide to have a company where you're working together from the home?
Jessica, you want to take this one?
My corporate career was very demanding. In regards to some travel, the hours, the mental effort. And it was, I wanted to put my best work at home.
Okay.
In my career, although it was something I've always enjoyed.
What was your career?
Accounting. Okay. I've been in corporate finance for 24 years. And, not that I went out looking for moving up in a career. It's simply that when you do your best, when you go into any work that you have and you do your best, you get recognized, you learn more, you move up, your skill set grows. And my career has been successful in that way. However, my heart has always been at home.
Okay.
I'm okay working. I just wanted to have more time at home with my family.
And Brian, we've known each other for quite some time, and I know a lot of the endeavors that you've been involved in, but you chose to leave that and come home and work with the family business. Why did you decide to do that?
I decided to do that because I wanted to support Jessica being able to stay home, and also because our skill sets complement each other so well that I felt like that we had a real viable business to be able to develop and support each other on.
So what is your business? What is the Good Books Company?
So we are an accounting firm that focuses on bookkeeping solutions, but we are looking to expand that in the future. But right now our main focus is basically, if you will, corporate finance within a small business.
Okay. So talk about the clients. Who's the ideal client you serve who benefits from what y'all do?
So the way we price and structure, the ideal client for us would be any small business that the owner is doing so much work that they realize that the accounting is outside their wheelhouse, because it's very complex. And if you don't do it right, you could overstate your income, and that's extra tax burdens on the owner. So between that point and the point that they have enough revenue to be able to hire an accountant on staff, we fill that gap very well for them.
So you work with companies that have growing pains.
Yes.
Where they need more help, but they really don't have the funds to hire a full-time person. So I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but ballpark, based on what the average company has to pay an individual or individuals that do what you do versus what you charge, percentage-wise, are you saving them maybe 50%, 75%?
I would say, and Jessica maybe would have a different opinion, I'm not sure, but I would say around, we'd save them a lot of money, because we're nowhere near the cost what an accountant would cost, or even a low-level accountant that wouldn't understand everything that Jessica understands as her career, as she talked about before, would understand.
You want to add to that, Jessica?
I would say we're saving them at least half, because if you bring in a full-time employee of a junior level to do your books and not just categorize, but do more of what we're doing, which is a bit of management on the activity, the daily activity of the business, you would need a junior accountant to do that. And we just charge, our charge is based on transactions, the number of transactions. So if I go customer by customer, they're saving at least half of what it would be to hire somebody full time.
You know, Mike, isn't it cool? You go to the accountant and get the numbers.
That's right. They know. They've got all of this down.
So give us a couple of examples. Give our listeners a couple of testimonies of how you've stepped in and solved a company's problem that it would have cost them a fortune to bring somebody in full time or whatever.
Well, we had a client that came to us. They knew something wasn't quite right. They were trying to do it themselves, and they did a really good job, but it's difficult. There's a lot of learning that you have to do. And when we delve into it, we realized that they were doing things that overstated their income, and it saved them about 50%, I would say maybe 45% of the revenue that was recorded in there. And honestly, it paid for our fee. If they were going to pay that tax, that paid for our fee. So it worked out very well for them.
Jessica, do you have another one that jumps out to you?
I'm thinking of a customer who needed to make a lot of these customers have, they're very able, right? Anybody who is brave enough to open a business, is very able. They can, they're smart. They can learn quickly. So these are people who, when they started their business, they realized, I can do the books. I can get QuickBooks. I can get some software that'll help me. But once they're in it a little bit, they see the limitation that they can only take it so far, right? So when it comes time for a little bit of growth, where they need, let's say, to make a new purchase for the business that would allow them some growth, but they don't know how to look at their numbers. They don't know if what I'm looking at is enough for me to present a viable business. So that's when we come in and we're able to make a study of expenses and income. So it's not only the categorizing of things, but making these reports speak English to an owner and help them understand how they truly are doing, and then make decisions on, oh, I can purchase this new piece of equipment that would allow me some revenue growth. That's one example, helping them with certain purchases. And then bringing in ideas on what would bring them new channels of revenue.
Well, let me ask this. Mm-hmm. You're talking to a business owner right now that is in that valley. They're in that tough decision time, whether they should hire somebody full-time to come in, whether they should outsource it, or whether they should just try to do it themselves. Put yourself in their shoes right now. What, I'm going to use the word pain, what angst, what challenges are they seeing that should alert them to the fact that they need to look for help, that they need to call you or somebody that can kind of fill in the gap? What are some of those things they see, feel, hear, et cetera?
The number one thing I would say is understanding. If they don't know what their reports are saying, they need help. Okay. So, and most people, even if they're not accountants, know that there's a profit and loss statement for every business. And they can look at the bottom number and see if revenue minus expenses is a positive number. Most people know that much. The little piece of information that I think is more important and most people don't understand is the balance sheet. So if a business owner does not understand what is in the balance sheet and what it means, they need help. And they may not need help ongoing. They may need help for a review, for learning, for understanding. So we can come in not just on an ongoing basis, but as a project to review, to learn what these reports mean about the business.
So I know how to mow my yard. I even have a lawnmower and I have gasoline, but I hire it out. And I have a lot of reasons why I don't do it on my own anymore. So yeah, let's say you have that business owner. They know exactly what those numbers are saying. And why would they still want, what are some of the reasons that would cause them to still want to hire you, even if they know all the numbers?
Time. They can put their brain and efforts into growing the business and whatever the business is. You wouldn't spend your time doing IT work. You wouldn't spend your time doing legal work. You wouldn't spend your time doing human resources work. You hire those people. The same applies to finances. Mm-hmm. You want to put your effort where you're good at and then hire the help where you need it.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, because one of the reasons I don't mow my yard and take care of my yard is the time I would invest in doing that, and what I pay to have it done is the pay a whole lot less than what I can make during that time that I got back. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to outsource that. We're with Brian Lucas and Jessica Lucas, co-owners of Good Books Company. And I forgot, we have Natalia and Nicholas in the studio too. When we come back, we're going to talk about raising kids and growing a business from your home and still making it all work. This is Mark Goldstein with Brian and Jessica Lucas, Mike Gillen, and family. So we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3570.
Ladies, do you want the men in your lives to be better husbands, fathers, and providers? Men, do you want all that and more? Christ-Led Communities has the answer. With men's Bible studies and group experiences, Christ-Led Communities has a curriculum that meets most every man's spiritual needs. Visit clchq.org to learn about your opportunities to grow in Christ in a Christ-Led community. The website again is clchq.org or 407-484-3899.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice. First, the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida. Plus, you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
Mark Goldstein back in the studio with Brian and Jessica Lucas and their posse, Natalia and Nicholas Lucas, and of course, Mike and I in the studio bringing this show to you. Before we went to the break, we were talking about reasons why people would want to hire you, and we talked over the break. Brian, your expertise is in valuations of business, so how does having the numbers correct help where it comes to if you're going to sell the business or if you need to get a business loan or something like that?
Very good question, because I've always said that if the basis of accounting is not correct, then you have nothing, because you don't know truly what your numbers are. And if you don't know what your numbers are, then you don't know if you can afford a loan. You don't know if you should get a loan. And then if you are trying to sell the business, then the new owner wouldn't really understand or know what he's actually getting into. So that's where we came up with our name, Impartial with Good Books Company, is because we wanted something to show that we don't just plug numbers into balance sheets and profit and loss statements. We actually work through and make sure that we get every single detail into it as much as we possibly can. And that way, when your numbers are being reviewed by, say, a business banker, then they can look at it and see what you can actually afford, what you can, what you need, and things like that.
Cool. Yeah, we were talking, saying in this break, we want to talk about the aspect of family business. And, you know, we keep mentioning, you know, Natalia, Nicholas are here. It is a family business. I mean, they are immersed even now in watching what you do, and you're able to model, you know, being business people, being Christian husband and wife and parents. So walk us through a little bit the idea of first the blessings of having a family business, of working together and being able to model for the kids.
For the longest time, Brian had this dream and this desire to start the business. And every night the kids were part of that prayer for us to, for daddy to continue to build this thing that he wanted to build, and forgot to bring the customers. And then they saw the business come together, and then they saw me quit my corporate job, and then they saw daddy quit his corporate job. So they have seen a prayer answered, and a prayer that we had as a family. And we continue to pray for our different goals, and they're just part of that process.
And I also know that we've been praying for a long time. We had prayed for a long time because we knew that you had challenges. You wanted to get out from what you were doing. But I got a question. Do I understand correctly that the place where you worked after you resigned, they hired your company?
Yes. Yes. So I still do work for them. Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Sure.
So yeah. To talk about some of the specific blessings that you've seen that having that family business has enabled you to do.
For me specifically is that the kids see me. They see me. Before, I used to come home and Brian would give me a summary of things that happened during the day. Now I'm part of it, right? Mommy, what can I wear? Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I can plan meals. I can keep the house in order. So I own my time. And the kids see me and I'm there. They still see me working, but I think there's value in them knowing that I'm home and that I'm available for them. Even pick them up from school. I can break for a minute and go do that. And that to me is golden.
You know, and you just made a comment that's golden. You said that they can watch you be mommy at home, but they also watch you being co-owner of a company. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean for you?
Work is important. Having a good work ethic is important. I don't want them to just be good at creating activities to do on their leisure time. I want them to be productive when they are adults. They're seeing that being modeled by both of us. And my biggest wish is that when they grow up, they can come and we can hand them a business that they can continue to be a part of if they want to. That would be a win as a family, actually.
I would also think that you're modeling decision making and you're modeling conflict resolution.
Sure.
For them too.
Yes, every day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really important, and especially when they see mom and dad as who they are away from home, it really fleshes it out.
Yeah, and I think, which I don't remember having this modeled in my house when I was growing up, it's how do you resolve a difficult situation and not be petty about it, be smart about it, make decisions that model our Christianity and what we say we are as Christians. Every day when a customer is upset or has a problem that we need to step in and help, how do you react? How do you help other people? How do you work with another person who may be upset or stressed about something? So yes, that's a wonderful thing for them to see.
What kind of disciplines do you need? Personal disciplines do you need? working from home, and especially both together, and not getting caught up in the distractions or let me do this, I'll come back to this after a while. So how do you work through that discipline, the fact that it is your office, it is business?
I personally feel the burden that somebody is relying on me because I made the commitment to provide a service. So I constantly keep lists of business number one that needs that, business number three needs that, and I that drives my day in that I prioritize according to who needs what. So just the personal responsibility to know that somebody is waiting for me on some information or something drives me and wanting to do a good job for them.
That coupled with the personal time and work time challenges of not integrating business with personal time and vice versa.
So how do you do that, Brian?
It's very tough because just going out with a family meal and we're driving to wherever we're going, we're thinking about our business. And so we start having conversations. And so I do many times stop myself and say, okay, I'm not going to talk about business right now. We're going to talk about our family. And part of that is growing pains. I mean, as we grow and we need to hire and things like that, we get to that point where, you know, there's just so much that we can do and we need to delegate some to the others.
At a certain point, do you see Good Books Company not being housed in your house, but in an office where you're actually going there and have employees and things like that?
I do. I have some long-term plans. I would say about a 5-year plan. I would think that we would need to be in an office somewhere.
What is your biggest challenge? And this is to both of you. What is your biggest challenge as far as having a home-based business where you're working together?
Well, I know a lot of people are familiar with the profit first model. We're trying not to get loans or anything like that. So we're trying to build the business naturally. So trying to get the first hire on, we'd have to make enough money for our income that we need for our purposes, but then we have to build it enough to support another employee. And so that's extra work on top of us that is required of us. And that's a high ask. So that's one of the largest challenges that we're having at this point.
And it actually seems like the challenge you have is what Good Books helps solve in working for clients.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're going to add to that, Jessica.
I would say calculating how long things take. So when I commit something for a business, how long is this going to take me? So I'm trying to really hard to say, okay, Brian, give me an hour and a half to finish this, and then I can refocus. And that's true for personal and business, right? If the kids need something or I need something or I'm going to break to do something personal, I want to give it a time limit. And sometimes I don't calculate that exactly to how long it'll take me. I'm getting better at it, hopefully.
So do you actually have a room, offices in the house, that's all that
fully
is?
Fully dedicated it's to office. The work.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing and I've got a pocket door and I can shut it off from the rest of the house. And
yes.
When I shut that door, I'm at work.
Yes. Yes.
I try.
Yeah.
What? So we talked about a challenge. What has been the biggest blessing for you, for the both of you?
For me, I love building it. To me, that's just been a blessing. I never thought I would enjoy building this as much as I enjoy. And I have this fairly clear picture of the next steps. And I'm constantly telling the kids, I'm like, hey, I know we're working day and night right now and weekends and some holidays and here and there. Right. But this isn't always going to be this way. We'll have more family time. And to me, I have a clear picture of, okay, this is this step, but now once we get to this point and this threshold, then we'll be able to, it's going to morph and change. And this is what it's going to look like. And I'm constantly reminding the kids and Jessica that, this is what we're planning on making it into. And that's been wonderful.
So let's talk to some of the business owners out there that are experiencing that tension right now. They need help. They don't know where to turn. They need to look at their options. Give us a contact information, how they can reach out to you.
So they can check out our website. It's www.goodbooksco.com. Goodbooksco.com. Or they can call us at 321-356-0774. And they can email us at info@goodbooksco.com.
Wonderful. Well, Jessica, Brian, thank you for joining us. Natalia, thank you. And Nicholas for being in here, being the rooting section. And for Mike Gillen, this is Mark Goldstein. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.